Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of a fresh start. It's the hour and the season of the moving of the Spirit. And you will see that Father God will do a new thing deep down inside of thee. For this is the season and this is the day. And yea, this is the hour where you will see that Father will do all that he has said concerning thee. Stay focused in this season. Don't let your emotions control you, but you control your emotions. As you're moving about in this hour, and yea, even in this season. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee, that he shall guide thee, and he shall lead thee. It's a time and a season where the Lord says, follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. For your prophetic anointing, your gift shall be strong and also quite sensitive. For the Spirit says, I'm going to bring peace to disharmony. I'm going to bring peace to some kind of a discontent situation. For the Spirit says that I shall also begin to increase thee, and I will cause you to rise up. He says, do not let anyone cause any outburst of anger, because it seems as if that you're going to be more vulnerable to criticism than usual, even in this hour. Stay focused. Because if you allow that to happen, then before you know it, or before the month is up, there will be some kind of apology that will also be needed. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, use great wisdom, and I will cause you to step into a season of new opportunities. And you will see the hand of the Lord in an unusual way. As I go deeper into the Spirit, I heard the Lord said, this is a season of new beginnings and yea, even new opportunities. For I am yea, even moving in this hour. And yea, I am even moving in this season and even in this time of your life. For the Lord says, you're going to find some new connections that is coming your way. Can I tell you that Father says, stay away from jealousy? Or there could also be jealousy around you, I'm sensing by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says, don't let anyone or anything upset you or invoke your temper. It's important that you stay in the kingdom, that you stay focused. Be still and know that God is God. Don't rush into anything. Wait and see and trust me. Do your thorough investigation of all the pros and all of the cons. It's going to be very, very key as you're moving about in this season and yea, even in this time of your life.
God bless you, Sister Sophia. Sister Sophia, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that he's elevating you. I'm hearing God says that he's pouring in revelations. God says that he's developing you. I'm hearing God says that he's giving you a new walk, a new talk. God's calling you into ministry. I'm hearing God say that there is a powerful word in your mouth. God says that there's a promotion for you. I'm hearing God says property and land is your portion, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sophia. I just hear God saying your sensitivity has been heightened in this season, and God says you're going to go forth, you're going to walk in strength, you're going to walk in faith and increase. God says take the time to reflect and look at your growth, how you have grown since you've been with the ministry. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sophia. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, restoration. Well, Father God saying he's restoring all things that it seems that the canker worm has stolen. I so agree with the words the prophet has spoken, because I heard Father God saying, Prophetess Sophia, come forth. But Father God says there's a season assigned to you. I hear Father God saying, Minister Sophia, for there's truly a word of God and a woman of God coming forth in and through you. And I hear Father God saying, stop worrying about family and home. But Father God saying, all things are being resolved in your favor. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I hear the Spirit further saying unto me that this is an hour where you might even be taking a trip just to get away. Now, as you move forward into the month of November, it shall be a time of building. It shall be a time when you're going to begin to reorganize some things. It's a time where the Lord says, use wisdom and be careful with your finances. It's a time where the Lord says, be not stubborn. Don't let negativity have its place in thee. You'll also begin to see that, yea, even in the month of November, that November shall be a time where your mind is going to be moving at like warp speed very quickly. It shall be a time where the Lord says, be disciplined and follow through your projects with completion. Ideas and things are going to be popping in your head. Things will be coming to you. Some will be of me and some will not be of me. It's a time where the Lord will say unto thee that others will also be attracted to you. The opposite sex is going to be attracted to you. Use wisdom and don't play into the game of temptation. Do not be irresponsible in your thoughts and your feelings, but also in the things of the flesh. I'm just telling how the Lord says use wisdom. Guard your flesh. Guard your mind. Guard your thoughts. It's going to be key. So the Lord says that it's important that you use wisdom in that. It shall be a time of new opportunities. It shall be a time where the Lord says guard your words. It shall be a time of improvement. It also shall be a time where you're going to see expansion and promotion and money. And you'll be making a name for yourself. It shall be a time, but the Lord says also get out in theater and go to the arts and places of that nature, because your creativity is going to be strong during that hour and yea during that season. God says do not dwell on the things of the past, but prepare for the future to all what God is bringing your way. Quickly, as I go into the month of December, the Lord says he's going to bring an opportunity, but don't let frustration have its place in thee. You have impressed some people, some of whom are now ready to offer you a blessing and an opportunity. For this is your season, and this is the hour, and the moving of the Spirit. Change shall be around thee. Change, saith the Spirit of the Lord. God bless you. I have so much more that I want to talk to you about 2015 and beyond. Peace and many, many blessings.